back. So I know we were just, the Robo DJ was playing some Psycho Killer Talking Heads and I was having trouble, you know, getting rid of it. It's a good song. But how's everyone doing today? Oh, that's really awkward. I'm sorry. how's everyone doing today? Hope we're doing good.
Doing fantastic.
This would be a good time for me to input the titles of our songs that we're playing, actually.
Yeah, and then we'll play the songs. So,
which is what we're here to do.
Yeah.
My day was pretty chill. There was not a cloud in the sky. Like, I was looking for the cloud. Like, there were no clouds.
I wouldn't know. I didn't leave my room except for lunch today. It was grind day all day.
It's
exam week. Do you have your exams this week?
Yes, I have one. Okay, I have a micro quiz. You know what? I am not going to rant because it's only going to stress me out. And we know we're having a chill time here. This is stress-free zone.
I have a test in all four of my classes.
No. Don't want to hear about it.
Okay, we don't want to hear about it.
This is a stress-free zone.
All right, stress-free zone. So why don't listen to some music?
There are no tests when we're in here.
You can input the titles while we play some group
songs. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Let's play the first song.
Yeah, we're
this is one of my songs, and I'm going to talk about it because I'm so excited to play it. Okay. Okay, let's go.
Darker than life I found. Without my love, my love. This world's not a bit profound.
say what's impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings, there's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away. Everything, well, I can try. And as I roll along, I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance. This world keeps spinning and there's no time to wait. But it all keeps spinning, spinning round and round and upside down. Who's to say what's impossible and can't be found? I don't want this feeling to go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Is this how it's supposed to be? Is this how it's supposed to be?
Hey guys, we're back.
Shout out to Hannah's mom.
Oh my god.
For making sure my mic was turned on. This is George.
Thanks, mom. Yeah, we got a text. You know, it was good. It's very helpful.
Now we're in business and you guys can hear me.
Yes. So that first song we had was Keep Your Heart by TV on the Radio, and the second one was Upside Down by Jack Johnson. And the first song was one of my picks. And like these past 2 days, I have been listening to TV on the Radio nonstop, and all the songs are so good. They are so good. Like, maybe one of them I didn't really like, but it has been consistently so good. Oh, it's been such a good time.
It was a groovy song. I had a good beat.
Really, like, really nice beat, kind of intense, but not like too intense, but like, oh, perfect.
Yeah, and shout out to my little brother Chris.
Chris.
For introducing me to the song Upside Down by Jack Johnson. Fun fact, it's the theme song of the Curious George, I think the movie.
I think it's the movie.
Not the TV show, I think it's the movie. So you wouldn't, I mean, it's a great song, and now the album cover.
Yeah. The album cover.
Show 14 thing is a little Curious George.
It has Curious George on it. So, yeah. That's kind of cute.
Yeah, there you have it. Good song. Nice and it's happy. It's fun.
It is cute. I've definitely heard it before. I'm not sure. I guess just like around kind of thing.
But Jack Johnson has a lot of cool songs besides just his Curious George.
I think we've played something of him before. Because I think I remember seeing the Curious George logo before and I was like, interesting. We're playing Curious George. Hmm. But yeah. So those are those two songs. I guess we can go into the next two songs. Should we play let's play this one because, you know, it's kind of poppy. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Or should we play this one, which is chill?
Go with the other one.
The poppy exciting
one? Go with
that one. Okay, okay. This is a nice pick from, well, it's Elle's pick, but we both really like it. This is a hot, it makes you feel good.
I did. It's a really fun song.
Yes, it's a fun song.
We'll discuss it when I come back.
Okay, here we go.
I can't fall in love tonight. I can't fall.
Ah, hi guys. That was a quick one. Okay, so we were told again that Elizabeth's mic wasn't working.
I am now trying the white mic. Anybody listening, text me. Maybe, tell me if you can hear me.
Maybe it's working. I'm going to put the red mic a little closer to her, like, just in case.
If anybody actually in charge of this show is listening, I think blue mic might be broken, but...
But a lot of things in here are broken, so that's okay.
White mic, we're going to give it a shot. Well, the first song you heard was My Type by Saint Motel, and the second song, we don't actually know what to call it. We're going to call it 2-14.
Or like 214?
214? Like the date of Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
By the band Kamino?
Mm-hmm. So the first one, My Type, it's kind of a happy, like, just chill, you know, very positive song. You really can't go wrong. Second one? That was Elle's pick, and my thoughts were, like, it's nice maybe if I'm in the car, like, chilling. I don't know if I, it's very, you know, poppy. He's like, I can't fall in love.
It's poppy, but I thought it was cute.
It is cute. I do see what you mean. It's, like, kind of a simple beat.
I don't know. It was very upbeat, very uplifting, and just, I don't know, just, it's cute. It's happy. I like it. Makes me feel happy.
It's nice. It's nice.
Very chill.
It's very chill. Do we think the blue mic is working?
I don't think any of them are working.
Wait, come towards the red mic. Well,
who knows?
Who knows? It's okay. Well, we're making good music.
That's all you really want. You don't really want to listen to me jabber. You just want to listen to the mic. So.
Well, oh, also in case you forgot, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And yeah, we could play the next song. Any updates of the day? Anything exciting going on?
I didn't do anything today.
Oh yeah, you said you stayed in your room, and then we were like not talking about that.
Yeah, we're not talking about all the work I actually have to do. So.
Oh my God! Yesterday, if anyone's listening from school, they had chips for dinner at Upper. Like there was Taco Bar. They don't usually have that. Like they had chips, like guac. It was all there.
What?
Yeah, it was the best surprise.
Oh, that's wild.
It was wild.
What was yesterday? Monday?
Yesterday was Monday.
Interesting. I don't remember where I. Oh no, I got lower for dinner yesterday.
I haven't really been to Lower that much this year.
You're not missing much. Honestly, aww, the food in general, you're not missing much.
I know. It's kind of sad about it.
Yeah, well, on that note. Should we play some more music?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, the next one's my pick. It's a little heavy, but I think it's really good. Okay. Escalating. Hello. Hi, guys. Okay. So we think that we found the mic situation.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Okay. I can in these headphones. I think we're good.
Guys, how confusing is this? This mic has white tape on it, but we found the yellow Velcro on the cord on like the other side of the room.
So is it the white mic or the yellow mic?
And on the like command board, it's labeled yellow mic. So I think it's working. I think
it's yellow working. Mic. My mom says yes with 4 exclamation points.
Woohoo! Okay,
yes.
We're in business.
It's okay, the guys,
white
welcome
mic,
to
yellow Velcro.
Welcome to License to Jill. Yeah. So there we had what song was that? Oh, Put a Flower in Your Pocket from the Arcs and Breaking Up My Bones, Vinyl Theater. When I typed in theater, it said I spelled it wrong, and I'm not sure if that's how theater. That's how this
that's like the fancy
artist
spelling.
Is like that's what it is, but I don't know if that's like what their, you know, idea was going into that.
It's like shop with an E.
Yeah,
on the
yeah,
end,
yeah.
You
like
know?
Theatre.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, Put a Flower in Your Pocket. I like that song. It's kinda like kinda heavy, but also kinda, I don't wanna say like bluesy, but maybe like
no. Very chill.
Yeah, I like
it. I think we say that about every song, but it was very chill.
I feel like that's
okay,
like a
well,
general positive.
Breaking Up My Bones was not chill.
But it wasn't not. It wasn't like, I don't know. I guess it was like, no, I don't think it wasn't. It wasn't not chill.
But it wasn't as chill as compared to like Put a Flower in Your Pocket.
I don't think Put a Flower in Your Pocket is a little more intense. I think Upside Down is like.
That's chill.
Chill, yay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Still, we have a very wide range.
We have a wide range. Yeah, we do. So, which is good.
Yeah. Should we read some PSAs?
Oh my God, I forgot that was the point. Okay. Let's see. Okay, we're going to start with this one. It's called Get Help. It's Never Your Fault. Sexual assault is not your fault. If you need to talk, reach out to the National Sexual Assault Hotline at any time at 1-800-656-HOPE. Which is also 4673. Or visit rainn.org. That's rainn.org. Yeah. Let's see. I'll read this one. It says, get help. Support someone you love. Sexual violence affects nearly every household in America with more than 320,000 victims each year. If someone you love has experienced sexual assault or abuse, it can be a lot to handle. Reach out to the National Sexual Assault Hotline today to learn how to support someone you care about. Call 1-800-656-HOPE-4673 or visit rainn.org. That's rainn.org. Yeah. Also, just wanna, you know, I started laughing because I wasn't sure if I was gonna know how to say the number. Not at the victims. Just
big
yeah.
Disclaimer.
Big, yeah.
All right, I'm going to read one about, I think this is about depression.
Okay. All
right. When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help and support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help. Hmm. Same disclaimer. It's because the numbers on here, they aren't actually written out like numbers. They're written out like words. And just to read like a whole long line of numbers is just
oh, that's
hard.
Funny. No, the one that I had was like numbers and I was like, oh, math. Like that's the hundreds play. Okay.
And mine's like written out.
That
like,
is weird though. This one sometimes. Wait. You know, you get the point across.
Very, very serious topics. We're not.
Yeah, we can't really
stupid.
Joke. We're not.
Okay.
We're not laughing.
Should we play some more music?
We should play some more music. This is a very good batch. I think this is my favorite batch of all the batches we're gonna play.
Of all 14 batches.
Of all the batches. No. Like.
Oh, this set of
in
two.
This set of two.
Yeah, I thought you meant all the episodes. I was like,
wow.
That's a big claim.
No,
to
that's
make.
A big claim, and I don't know if I can make that.
I'd have to really think about it.
We've had some really good shows. Like
that
I feel like we've
true.
Come out and been like, oh, that was really good. I don't know which ones.
Oh, this one has. All right.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Exciting stuff.
This
okay.
is a good
here
batch. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Hey guys. So those two songs, the first one was Distant Light from Dr. Dog, and the second one was the Humbug Mountain Song. Song by the Fruit Bats. The first one is my pick, Dr. Dog. It's very good. I've been listening to him all week.
That was a fun song.
The Distant
Light. Just sounds like it's fun.
That was good. My sister, shout out to Em, she had a cross country meet today.
Ooh.
I think it was in Van Cortlandt, which is this like insane course in the woods, like hills. Every time I would run it, I'd be like, if I tripped over that log, I wouldn't have to run anymore. Like it's insane. Like finishing was like always just the goal. But anyway, so she likes to get CDs from the library and download them onto her phone.
I think that's illegal.
I don't even know. The debate on that is out. We're unsure.
All right, if the FCC is listening, please don't arrest Hannah's
sister. We live in Antarctica.
You'll
never find her. But she got Dr. Dog, so I was like, I'll listen to it. And it's very good.
The second song, the Humbug Mountain Song by the Fruit Bats. Great song.
Oh, that was a great song.
Also, the music video is wild.
Yeah, we talked about that last time. I still haven't listened to it. I also need to listen to
bizarre.
The other one with the color
blind. Oh, the color green. Also, that's a really cute music video.
Yeah.
The Humbug Mountain Song music video is just weird. Like, it's just, it's just weird. There's nothing else I can say about it. But if we're talking about siblings, shout out to Brother Chris. He took his AP cake to the Oley Fair today.
Wait, the what cake?
Exactly. If you say AP cake, nobody knows what you mean. It's a very, like, PA Dutch.
Okay.
They kind of think like coffee cake, kind of.
Okay. What's it? How do you say that?
A, like the letters AP.
Like advanced placement?
Yes.
Okay.
A, like AP course, AP cake.
That sounds awful.
Same thing. Well, yeah, the AP course, AP cake, 10 out of 10.
Wait, does this have anything to do with AP course or just like
no.
AP?
Pennsylvania Dutch. Nobody actually knows what it stands for. Like
all-purpose flour?
Who knows?
Okay.
The world will never know. But he enters an AP cake in the Oley Fair every year.
The what fair?
The Oley Community Fair.
Oh my god. Has he ever won?
I think he does his ribbons. I don't know if he has first or second place ribbons or what, but like,
oh my god, that's so exciting.
And I personally, obviously not since I've come back to school, but I have a streak of winning ribbons for fudge.
You make fudge?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Fun fact of the day, I have first place Oley Fair ribbons for fudge.
How many people enter in the fudge competition?
Like 5 or 6. So.
Wow. I want to taste this fudge.
I'll make it over winter break. I'll bring it back.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the more you know. My mom has won ribbons for like herbs.
Okay.
Like I think I
oh like you like grow flowers it in your garden
and
stuff,
and you put them in a little like vase, you take them mm-hmm. in and like this make pretty. And my dad has ribbons for vegetables.
Oh my god, this is so cute.
There you go, the good family and the Oley Fair. We have quite the tradition.
My god.
Grandmother won ribbons for donuts.
Oh my god. So, can I enter in the fair? When is the fair?
You don't live close enough to enter.
I have to live in a certain place.
You have to live in like one of the surrounding townships.
My god,
but
I'm so sad. They don't do that. Those fun things in my town.
Yeah, but the Oley Fair. If you're in the Reading, PA area, hit up the Oley Fair this weekend. It's a great time.
I can visit though. I can eat someone else's fudge.
We could. I mean, it'd be a hike, but we could head down. So.
Wow.
Good luck, good family, and everybody else entering.
So he hasn't entered. He's going to enter.
He took it today.
Oh my god!
Dropped it off today for judging. So
good luck, Chris.
Good luck, Chris. And I don't know if my parents are entering anything, but good luck, guys. If you are,
good luck, good family. We're rooting for you.
Woo! I think if you get first place, like when I won first place for fudge, I think I won like $2.50.
Oh my god, a whole $2!
But like if you win, like okay, the bowling pin painting contest.
A painting of a bowling pin.
Yes.
Okay.
Big deal. If you win that, you get like $20.
$20? Yeah.
Like the bigger the category, like the more you can win.
So is there like a history behind bowling pins?
I don't know. There's history behind the Oley Fair. Maybe, you know, next show, if you guys are interested, I'll bring up a little history paper.
Bring up some fudge?
I could bring fudge. That wouldn't help you guys, but.
No, it would help me. Oh, but we're not allowed to eat in here, so.
Oh, yeah. No. If anybody's listening, we don't have food in here.
We would never.
Mm-mm.
I've never eaten here.
I haven't, no.
No.
We're rule-abiding citizens.
Yeah, we are. Okay.
Let's play some more music.
Let's play some music. This is also another good batch. I know I said the previous one is my favorite batch. This is also
a Head in the Heart.
Spoiler,
Head in the Heart. Good
well,
stuff.
Well, that's not this next one. It's in a couple songs.
Here we
go. Okay, here we go.
Here to a dream. Is our blood and sweat, and life is what you know.
I'm trying to wake up from this.
Hey guys, we're back. So those two songs, that first one was October from Broken Bells. Great, great band and like really good song. And I think it's kind of one of their like low key, like I've listened to it a lot of Broken Bells. We've played a bunch of them and this one kind of just popped up and I'm like, wow, this is so good. Also, it's called October and I was thinking that like maybe we should have saved it, you know, for like two more weeks, but it's so good, it doesn't even matter. And the second one was All We Ever Knew by The Head and the Heart, and they're so good.
I discovered that song over the summer.
Mm-hmm. It's a very summer song. Like, it's giving me definitely, like, summer, like, chilling kind of... I don't know why. I'm getting swimming vibes. I think because of the album cover, they're, like, by a pool, but, like, I don't know.
Great song, though. Head and the Heart. Because their song, Misconnection, that we played last semester...
That is on the radio
ended up
everywhere.
All over the radio this summer. So then I looked into them a little bit more. And they... Like, we played one last week. We played this one this week. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be more in our future. But good stuff. Really
very good, good stuff. Song.
So we are going to start to wrap it up now.
Sadly,
because
we have to go.
The 7 o'clock show is here. So we have two songs left, but we're going to save those for you for next week. Because they're really good.
They are very good. I'm really excited. We were going to play it last week, and then we're going to play it this week. But so we will definitely play it next week. Really good song. But yeah, I guess, you know. Just in case you forgot, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Licensed to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And yeah, I guess technically we have one more minute. Should we?
We're going to peace out.
Oh, we're going to peace out?
You'll hear Robo DJ for a minute.
You hear Robo DJ. Oh, I'm so sad to leave.
It's okay. We'll be back.
We'll be back next week. It's okay. Also, I kind of feel like if I leave, like then I have to enter real life again. And I don't want it to
But
real
we're going
to
go to dinner. It's going to be
gonna
fun.
We're going to go to dinner. And then I'll just stay up really late and all my problems will hit me. But it's okay. Well, on that that note, yeah. So we'll hear you. You'll hear us next week on another show. Hope you guys have a good week. And yeah. Bye.